The voice of reason. The voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
You look at the headlines. You look at the headlines and you just have to scratch your head some. I'll give you a couple of them here. Wind power collapsing in Germany. At the same time, Berkeley bans natural gas in new residential buildings. And the physical impossibility of renewable energy meeting the Paris Accord goals. These are all headlines that are out there for you today. There's this big push for renewables, solar and wind power. But in the end, are they really feasible? Do they really make sense cost-wise? And can they deliver the energy you need when you flip your light switch? Are your lights going on? Dan Kish joining us, Senior Vice President at the Institute for Energy Research. Dan, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
I want to focus first on this headline out of Germany. Germany struggling with renewable energy, wind power. They put these windmills everywhere, but it's not working. What's happening?
Well, when the wind doesn't blow, and that's not a flaw in the system, that's part of the system. That's the whole deal, just like solar. When the sun doesn't shine, they don't produce. And what that does is it ramps the other system up. Everything else has to fill in the gaps that they inherently have, and as a consequence, the system starts falling apart, Steve. I mean, this is as predictable as day and night to electrical engineers who've been studying it for decades and have been warning about it, but the politicians don't listen to that. They listen to the lobbyists who come in with these kind of quick buck scheme renewable energy companies, and then they wonder what happens when they're beginning to have problems.
Now, Germany had targeted, 65% of renewable electricity by 2030.
Yep.
But because of the dramatic slowdown, because they're way below what they need, this year maybe 1 and 2 gigawatts of new wind power added to the grid in 2019 in Germany. Less than half, maybe only a quarter of the 4.3 gigawatts they said they would be putting in. And they're never going to make it to the 65% of renewables they need by 2030. They're way off track, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and some people say that the whole premise of the German issue is we'll make this electricity when we've got it, and then we'll import it from other places when we don't. Well, if the other countries are as dumb as you are, and they end up doing the same thing, then they don't have the power either. So this is it's sort of like watching a kid stick his hand onto the hot stove, you know, wanting to do it and warning him, and you eventually say, all right, go ahead. At the Institute for Energy Research, we studied the German system almost a decade ago and pointed out exactly what was happening. The price of energy was going up. They now pay three times as much for their electricity as we do, so think about that one for a while. Then you've got places like Berkeley that you mentioned that take the least expensive form of energy, natural gas, piped in natural gas, and say that's not available, so now you got to heat your water and cook. That Viking range, that beautiful Viking range that you had to have brought in with a forklift for your gourmet kitchen, that doesn't work anymore. So this is what's going on. And, you know, nobody, when people started pushing renewable energy, did anybody ever tell you that you weren't going to be able to get a gas appliance in your house?
No.
You weren't going to be able to heat with gas?
No, in fact, I think we were told that
the deal, they hide that.
Yeah, natural gas was going to be the bridge energy source, right?
Absolutely.
And also natural gas is the enemy. And the sad thing is, the real solution for a lot of these would be nuclear power, and of course they're opposed to that as well. What, the only thing that, I don't even know if you can burn buffalo chips with these folks.
I'm guessing that probably wouldn't go over too well with
that. No, too much air pollution from buffalo chips, you know,
right.
And besides, cows flatulate, and so therefore bison flatulate, and therefore they're part of the end times problem.
Well, and let's face it, Steve, the buffalo chips belong to the buffalo.
Well, we fairly, and then and by extension to the native peoples of this country, probably. So therefore, we're trying to steal their culture or some damn thing, right? I mean, there's all of these bizarre notions, and yes, we're being dismissive of it, but it is so silly because you end up with a darkening because you end up with energy poverty. At the end of the day, you don't have the ability to flip your light switch on, or you can be like we were advised, put your air conditioner at 82 degrees or something. I'm like, why have an air conditioner?
Right.
You know, seriously.
Yeah, no, my thought exactly. But I just can't get over the fact that nobody ever mentioned when they were talking wind and solar panels that we were going to somehow, the next step was to just ban natural gas from, and you know, people know it from living in Michigan. The cost of heating, if you've got an electric water heater, it costs you a lot more to heat the same amount of water.
No question.
Than gas. Same thing for, I mean, natural gas is a heating fuel is a wonderful source in terms of its efficiency. It's much better, propane, if you have to have that, is much more expensive. Oil is much more expensive. And try running a heat pump in the middle of the winter in Michigan. And this is the sort of nonsense that they're doing, but this is not about energy. This is about power. This is about people dictating to other people what they can do. We don't like the fact that you've got a Viking.
But let me ask you this, because before we go, we only got about 30 seconds left. At some point, though, when people flip on their switch and there are no lights, or they turn on their air conditioner and there is no air conditioning, at some point there is a great rebellion. I'll give you 15 seconds.
At some point, people are going to have to be honest when pollsters ask them if they like this stuff and think it through, because they keep coming back with, oh, we love it, 70-80%. This is going to hurt people, and it's going to hurt the least among us first.
As it always does, those that can afford it least seem to pay the most. Dan Kiss, Senior Vice President, Institute for Energy Research. You can find out more by looking them up online. Dan, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, quick break. Jerome Siegel will run for president as nominee of the new Socialist Party. He'll join us in a moment. Don't miss that.